This is Radio Energy News.
Hi, my name's Thomas Harper.
And I'm Conor McCluskey.
And you're listening to Radio Energy News.
This is Radio Energy News.
On this afternoon's show, Hamza Yousaf has instated a law protecting trans individuals in hopes of declining the rates of misogyny in Scotland.
An eighth time's a charm for a 10-year-old girl who was awaiting life-affirming surgery in an Edinburgh hospital.
And to round that up, two men have been charged at an Edinburgh Sheriff Court in connection to two separate incidents over the last 2 days. But up first, Hamza Yousaf has stated that trans women are now going to be protected under the new misogyny law. This is in order to try and tackle misogyny around Scotland, and he says that anyone affected by misogyny will be protected, no matter their biological sex. Georgina Gordon has more.
The Scottish Government aims to introduce a bill to tackle misogyny before the end of the parliamentary term in 2026, after a review carried out by human rights lawyer Baroness Helena Kennedy KC. Women were not included in the recent Hate Crime and Public Order Act 2021. When asked whether the new legislation would cover transgender women, Yousaf had stated that they would, as whoever was directing abuse would be unaware whether the woman was trans or not. The First Minister had added that the bill would be proceeding with urgency over raised concerns of sex not being covered within the recent hate crime bill. On the Good Morning Scotland programme, Mr Yousaf had stated, "Women and girls will be protected, and trans women will be protected as well, as they will often be the ones who suffer threats of rape or threats of disfigurement." A government spokesperson had previously said the misogyny bill would create a new focus on protecting women and girls to address criminal behaviour motivated purely by misogyny. There had been concerns voiced that the new measures could potentially be used maliciously against certain groups for expressing their opinions. SNP MP Joanna Cherry has stated that she will no doubt that the new law will be weaponised by trans right activists to try and silence and worse still, criminalise women who do not share their beliefs. The Association of Scottish Police has raised severe concern about the pressure that will be put on as already overstretched force, and there is already enough hateful and angry behaviour online to occupy every police officer in Scotland. A report containing figures from Police Scotland from Tuesday 16th of April have shown online hate reports have dropped by 75% in the second week of the new hate crime legislation being in place. There were 1,832 online hate reports received between the 8th and the 14th of April, 5,320 less reports from the previous week. I spoke to a human rights expert who shares their opinion on this new law.
I believe that this new rule is a good step in the right direction. It will allow everyone, no matter their identity, to have better protection under these laws in Scotland. This is definitely a good first step in tackling misogyny in Scotland, and I hope that under this new rule, trans women and cis women together in Scotland will feel safer and more protected, as well as hopefully reducing hate crimes towards trans people and other minorities. I strongly believe that Hamza Yousaf has made the right decision in introducing this law.
Inoperable girl Eva finally gets the highly anticipated spinal surgery she's been waiting for. A 10-year-old girl whose life-saving spinal surgery was cancelled 7 times, has at last had her operation, following a fresh review made after the BBC Scotland news coverage of the story. The operation went ahead last week at Edinburgh's Royal Hospital for Sick Children.
Eva suffers from Rett syndrome, a rare genetic disorder that affects brain development, and has advanced scoliosis that causes her spine to twist and curve to the side. It was squeezing her ribs and pelvis together, putting pressure on her right lung and liver. Just weeks ago, Eva Tennant's family were told that the curvature of her spine had become so severe following the delays that her condition was now inoperable. 7 of her operations at Edinburgh's Royal Hospital for Sick Children were postponed, 3 of which were due to staff shortages. Chris Adams, the spinal surgeon who had originally been planning to operate on Eva, had been suspended by NHS Lothian. Mr. Adams had previously claimed that nursing shortages at the Edinburgh Children's Hospital were contributing to some young patients waiting up to 3 times longer for spinal surgery than they were pre-pandemic. After the BBC News report, Health Secretary Neil Gray met the medical director and the chair of NHS Lothian to set out his concerns about delays to spinal surgery. He said he expected urgent action to be taken to ensure the right care for these children happens without delay. After Mr. Adams was removed as Eva's surgeon, a second surgeon deemed that the planned surgery would be of no benefit and she was not fit for the operation. But following media coverage, a third opinion was sought, which suggested the 9-hour operation could relieve her pain and improve her prognosis. It went ahead on Friday. Eva's mother, Jill Lockhart, who had told the BBC in March she feared her daughter would not survive, said Eva was doing amazingly well after the operation. Jill added, "She came out of coma on Saturday, and on Sunday they moved her out of intensive care and back to the high dependency unit. She's wide awake, smiling and laughing, and seems comfortable. Now she's straightened and it has prolonged her life for another year at least, and she's free from pain. It's overwhelming." Meanwhile, other children who were under the care of Mr. Adams are still waiting to find out what happens next. Ethan Dawson, 12, was due to be operated on by Mr. Adams on 28 March, but his surgery was cancelled with only 4 days' notice. Ethan's father, Mr. Dawson, said they can see the curvature of their son's spine getting worse and are especially concerned because it has been nearly a year since his last scan. "We have no idea how much it's progressed," he said. Director of Children's Services at NHS Lothian said, "If a clinician was not to be at work for any reason, patients and their families would be told as soon as possible if their case was being reassigned to another clinician. Cases and care plans are reviewed individually and carefully as part of that process, and each patient and their family is communicated with as soon as the case review is complete."
After separate incidents over the weekend, two men are expected to appear in Edinburgh Sheriff's Court today. The first is in relation to a violent assault in the Gorgie area, which took place late on Monday afternoon and required a large police presence nearby to a block of flats and fast food takeaway. The other man will appear after being linked to a hit-and-run incident in Muirhouse on Sunday afternoon. Police and paramedics cornered off a large section of the road after a silver car fled the scene. Here's John Conaghan with more.
A 49-year-old man was seriously injured after he was attacked in Gorgie yesterday. Police were on the scene, located at Gorgie Park Road around 25 past 4 on Monday afternoon. Sean, who works locally, said the area is unsafe.
"It all kind of happened just so quickly. Some people were running, the police came really quickly, there was lots of people there. No one really knew what was going on until after, but to be honest, I'm not really surprised. This is the type of thing that I see in a weekly basis. On a regular shift, we do have to call the police, whether it's on young people, old people, violent people. It really ranges, and it's just the area that it's in."
Police have confirmed that a 38-year-old man has been arrested in connection with the assault. He is set to appear in court today. On Saturday, a 63-year-old woman was rushed to Edinburgh Royal Infirmary after a hit-and-run incident on Muirhouse Parkway. As of this time, her condition has not been made known. A 61-year-old man has been arrested in connection with the incident. He is said to have left the scene of the incident prior to the arrival of police officers, before his vehicle was tracked down to the outskirts of the city. He will appear at Edinburgh Sheriff Court today, where he is set to be charged.
And now a roundup of today's top stories. 10-year-old Eva has finally received her scoliosis surgery in an Edinburgh hospital after pressure from BBC Scotland helped her family receive the operation after 7 cancellations in the past.
Two men were charged at Edinburgh Sheriff Court today following 2 separate instances in Gorgie and Muirhouse.
And the First Minister, Hamza Yousaf, announced on Good Morning Scotland that transgender women will now be protected under the new misogyny laws, following talks with women's rights groups.
And now here with us to discuss today's national and international news is Madeleine Jameson. Hello, Madeleine.
Rishi Sunak aims to create the UK's first ever smoke-free generation in a major public health intervention. Plans to stop young people born since 2009 ever smoking are to be debated and voted on later today. The tobacco and vape bill would aim to make the sale of tobacco products rather than the act of smoking illegal. Tobacco use is the UK's biggest preventable cause of death, killing 80,000 people a year. A permanent ban is controversial amongst politicians, and Boris Johnson called it nuts. There's a warning that an escalation in the conflict in the Middle East risks pushing up global food and energy prices. This follows the Iranian attack on Israel 13th of April and the ongoing conflict in Gaza. The International Monetary Fund forecasts global output will grow by 3.2% this year, a slight upgrade from its previous reports in January. It expects the UK will see growth of 0.5% this year, lower than previously thought, and remain the second worst performer of the G7 group of advanced economies. Police have arrested two men over alleged breaches of Scotland's new fox hunting legislation. It follows video surveillance and complaints submitted by anti-hunt groups in the Scottish borders. Officers have investigated six reports of illegal fox hunting since the new law was introduced in October. Police Scotland confirmed that two men aged 29 and 55 were arrested as part of its inquiries. Introduced more than 20 years after the original fox hunting ban, Scotland's new legislation is aimed at closing loopholes in the law. Wellbeing Minister Murray McClellan, who piloted the legislation through Parliament, said, "The chasing and killing of wild mammals with dog for sport or otherwise has no place in modern Scotland."
And thank you, Madden. And here's Connor with more news.
Printmakers Gallery in Fountain Bridge is opening their doors to the public to hang their own artwork on the walls over the following months. The former factory-turned-print studio was established 57 years ago, but this is the first time that they are doing an exhibition of this kind, with the hope that it will give exposure to aspiring artists and become an immersive experience for everyone. Various mediums will be exhibited, including printmaking, drawing, textile, sculpture and performance. Kyle Hancock reports further.
Fountain Bridge's Creative Centre of the Visual Arts, Edinburgh Printmakers, is opening its gallery walls to the public, which is a great opportunity for an artist to showcase their work. The Whose Gallery Is It Anyway exhibition begins on April 18th and is running until June 30th, throughout which the audience can interact with and rearrange pieces or even bring their own to introduce to the lit-up street-facing gallery walls where they would display their art. Tegan Galloway in the local Edinburgh area in discussion with potentially interested artists. The exhibition is a celebration in response to the Gallery Shared Heritage as an organisation which has held a presence in four different locations across Edinburgh for 57 years. The Edinburgh Printmakers Online stated their intention is to help collectively shape the future heritage through sharing stories and charting them through visual expression of all kinds, which is why this would be a great opportunity as the community to get involved or to simply even experience this project. The exhibition, as it will continually be changing over its duration, will be an exciting event to at least attend, if not partake in, to see this true communal effort.
Yeah, it sounds like a really good opportunity for students and artists to get their work out there.
We're both fourth year jewellery and silversmithing.
Oh, fabulous. Do you know about the Printworks exhibition where you get to hang up for the public? Are either of you interested in doing it?
I've heard bits about it online, but I didn't know like what it fully was. But yeah, I know, it sounds cool.
I'm really interested in paintings.
Yeah. Oh, definitely. Do you think it'd be something you're interested in doing?
Maybe, yeah.
A couple of my friends are doing it and they're really excited for it.
Bruhemia, a bar in Edinburgh, is allowing jazz musicians to play in their venue for a week. This follows Edinburgh's renowned The Jazz Bar sudden closure that left jazz musicians without jobs and jazz fans without a place to spend their evenings. This is not the first of recent night venue closures, with many closing last year, as well as many set to close soon.
Edinburgh's beloved jazz bar recently announced their sudden closure. The Jazz Bar is known as a night venue with live jazz and announced its closure with an emotional goodbye on its website, saying, "It's with a heavy heart that we announce the sudden closing of the Jazz Bar." They later confirmed that the closure was due to financial issues, saying in a statement on the website that the cost of living crisis combined with operational difficulties proved too much for them to bear, along with a letter of thanks to the musicians and staff that made it possible for the Jazz Bar to operate. This sudden closure has resulted in many jazz musicians losing their jobs, also with Bruhemia, another bar in Edinburgh, having jazz nights, allowing musicians to have a space to play in place of the Jazz Bar from the 15th of April to the 22nd of April. While many are praising the bar for giving artists this opportunity, others reiterate that it is not a permanent arrangement.
To me, it was really important. I used to work there every now and then, filming shows. That was a lot of fun. The Jazz Festival was brilliant. That was a great time. My mate Sarah used to work behind the bar there, actually, and I don't know, there was a real like family element to it. I think COVID came in and really, really put the boot in. I know it was a really big deal for Napier students. That gave them a place to go and just play and enjoy themselves.
And last year, a shocking number of night venues have closed in the city, with further nightclubs announcing their later closure just this month, such as Bourbon, which is closing in August. Locals are beginning to worry about what this means for the Edinburgh nightlife scene, with many people affected by the cost of living themselves, as well as businesses.
I think it's just going to end the night scene. I mean, I'm old-ish. I'm 31. I was remember the first recession in 2008, and I can remember being 18 years old, going out, having a great time, and then I can remember all of the bars shutting down. And they did come back. They did. And it seems to just be a boom and bust thing with cost of living. I don't think the jazz bar will be back. Maybe there'll be something as good or better or worse. But it seems that this is just the cycle.
The future of Edinburgh's nightlife seems unsure to many. But with the ongoing cost of living crisis and recession, many believe that it doesn't look good.
Our final story. This coming Saturday, music fans should prepare to add some special additions to their collection. Record Store Day in the UK is being celebrated by hundreds of your favourite indie stores this weekend. So get out there and support a local business. Casey McPherson takes to Brunsfield for an insight into the day.
This Saturday, the 20th of April, we celebrate Record Store Day here in the UK. Hundreds of independent record stores join to host special artist performances and release limited edition records and artist merchandise. Originating in the US, it is celebrated worldwide in thousands of record shops. The first official Record Store Day took place on April 19, 2008, and over the past decade, more than 270 record shops in the UK have celebrated the culture and contribution they bring to their local communities. Here in Edinburgh, we ask the local workers of Throne Records what they expect on the day.
It really maximises the community effort in you know, the way people love vinyl, because loads of people show up, especially quite early in the morning, to make sure that they're early to get the records that they want. And it can only be a positive thing, because it's just a fun day where everyone's in celebrating their love for records.
And I do think there's a good, like, I think we've got a good mindset here, because it's a small team, it's very wholesome, it's very happy, it's very, like, I think we're all very positive about why we do what we do, and I think that spreads to our customers, and then that spreads further. So I think it'll be a nice vibe, and yeah, I'm excited to sing and drink beer, and hopefully people will sing along. I think it'll be a very, very good day. The door will be open, and we'll be having a good time.
With the importance of music within our communities, let us give back.
This is Radio Energy. Travel.
And now the Easter holidays are now over, causing traffic jams to pop up around the city. Roadworks on Haymarket Junction are causing congestion from Dalry Road onwards. Those on standby are still waiting for the crowd of vehicles to settle. Edinburgh City Bypass westbound is experiencing slow traffic also. The Old Dalkeith Road is where the blockage is situated. A similar situation is developing on Glasgow Road eastbound in Maybury from the City Bypass to Drumbury South.
Now, the weather on Radio Energy.
And there will be a bright and sunny start to the day in Edinburgh. Scattered showers will feed inland from the north this afternoon, which will clear up, leaving us with scattered showers for the evening and a maximum temperature of 11 degrees. The rain will dissipate gradually throughout the night, leaving clear skies and a temperature to drop to 1 degree.
And right, that's us. That's Radio Energy News. We hope that whether you keep on listening to one of our many shows at the university, or you've made the most of Record Day and are sitting back with a new vinyl, we hope you've enjoyed listening, and we shall be back to update you on the news tomorrow.
And I've been Conor McCluskey.
And I've been Thomas Harper. And thanks a million, and enjoy your evening.
Have a good one.
This is Radio Energy News.